Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon, and I've shared with you the names of some of my favorite writers, some of my favorite authors. Dave Barry can always make me laugh. Carl Hyacin is one of those guys that just always makes me think. And P.J. O'Rourke is a guy that makes me think and laugh and every once in a while weep just a tiny little bit. And I am thrilled to say that P.J. O'Rourke actually has a brand new book out. P.J., thank you for being here.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to be here, Jess, and I'm glad to have set off all those emotions. That's supposed to be good for your soul to clear all those emotions out. So they tell me.
Well, yes, I believe that much of that is good. Now, the first exposure most of us had to P.J. O'Rourke, of course, was Parliament of Whores 1,000 years ago. Looking at Congress now, do you think you need an updated version of that?
Yeah, it really doesn't meet the sleaze test. I mean, it's really gotten much worse than a cat house of yore. For one thing, all the cats are mad at each other, you know. I mean, it's cats tied up in a sack. And I don't know about you, but I am sick to death of it. They can just quit screaming and yelling at each other. In fact, they could quit talking entirely.
Well, I wouldn't mind if they stopped talking. You are not the least bit happy, obviously, about what passes for political discourse at the moment, and it's totally unfair to blame one side, but let me invite you, please, blame the side that's responsible.
For me to pick a side to blame?
Yes, please do. I know it's not right and it's unfair, but go ahead, point some fingers, would you?
It is all wrong. Let's blame the left. You know, I'm an old conservative libertarian sort of guy, so I'm going to blame the left. It's like, they started about the time Reagan was elected in 1980. They started saying how stupid, how out of control, how heartless, how loony the Republican presidents were forever thereafter. And it's like they summoned Trump, you know.
Yes.
They kept saying this about all these people who were so very un-Trump-like until they actually got what they wanted. And believe me, I think they had it coming too. It's not just a basket of deplorables that voted for Donald Trump. It was a lot of people deeply frustrated with the way American government was going, the way it was going and growing, and growing and growing. And they sent somebody down there essentially to kick it in the behind.
Yep.
Which he's probably done a little too good a job of. I'm not actually a big Trump fan myself, but I really understand the phenomenon. I understand why people voted for him.
Well, every time that we hear the term fake news, I have been around newsrooms for 20-plus years, and I get it. I absolutely get the president calling out people who masquerade as journalists and reporters, but have always been sort of left-wing activists. And I think he's one of the first guys in a long time to just have the testicular fortitude necessary to stand up and call them out.
Or the lack of filter, you know. I mean, he does say out loud things that a lot of people just think, you know. And I suppose, you know, God bless him for it. I mean, he isn't always accurate in his call, but I mean, his overall thing is his overall position is correct. If Trump cured COVID tomorrow, the headline on New York Times would be "Heart Disease Kills More People."
You're
you know, there's absolutely no doubt. And it's been, you know, it's been a long time that journalism has been moving in this direction. And I really think it's because entirely too many journalists think of themselves as little world savers, people who probably should have joined the Peace Corps, you know. Yeah. This started back during Watergate with all the president's men when, you know, every journalist, you know, everybody who was going to join the Peace Corps went over to J School instead, you know, thinking that Robert Redford would play them no matter how much they looked like Dustin Hoffman.
PJ O'Rourke is joining us, and PJ O'Rourke actually has a brand new book out, and I have been going through this, PJ, and just love it. And one of the things I'd love for you to weigh in on is this question you ask: whose bright idea was it to make sure that every other idiot in the world is in touch with every other idiot? Because that's part of the problem, isn't it?
It certainly is. Social media has just, you know, caused everybody to lose the sense of, like, not everything that has to pop, that pops in your mind, not everything that pops in your mind has to pour out your mouth. Yes. Actually, President Trump could take a little lesson from that himself. But it is just given people, it lets us hear what people are really thinking, and what real people are really thinking is that's the whole basis of civilization, is to not say what you're really thinking. You know,
right.
Calm it down, dial it back, roll yep. it, you know, down to the point of a. And so instead, what we've set up a situation where everybody can have a family fight. I don't mean the usual just kind of family fight. I mean the kitchen sink kind of family fight,
yeah.
where it starts out over, you know, something small, like should we re-slip cover the couch? And the next thing you know, and how about that time you backed into the mailbox? Well, how about that time you flirted with that girl at that party in 1996? I hate your mother. I've never said that out loud, but I hate your mother. And you know, that's the stage that we've reached. Anybody who's has a family or who's been married or been with a partner for a long time knows this one.
Yep. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. A cry from the far middle. All right, PJ, is there really a middle left?
No.
Okay. All right, next question.
I'm standing out there on a double yellow line all by myself. Getting passed on the left at 160 miles an hour, you know. That's some jerk in a pickup truck over in the gravel on the right, you know, flying a Confederate flag out of the back of his pickup truck. You know, it's no, there's not much middle. And I, you know, I really don't want there to, you know, I don't want a big national group hug. We have some very serious political issues. I mean, there's the whole COVID crisis, of course, but I mean, there's also like our, you know, it's just out of control national debt. We got these entitlement programs that are broke. What's going to happen when they go? We got all sorts of things that really need to be argued about, but they have to be argued about in a substantive way. They have to be argued about, you know, the people going into this argument have to be able to say, I am willing to have my mind changed. Take your best shot. I'm willing to have my mind changed. This is a boxing match with rules, Marcus of Queensbury. This is not professional wrestling, you know, where we get a fake chair thrown from the audience.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I take a look at some of the developments in this country, and for you, if memory serves, you escaped the whole D.C. thing a long time ago, right? The beautiful White Mountains or whatever up in New Hampshire. But as a Boston guy, you know, I used to stand on the state line between Massachusetts and New Hampshire and think, you know, if I only would have purchased a house 10 feet over the line, everything would be grand. But, you know, you guys in New Hampshire have veered far to the left.
Well, we have. You know, I mean, no offense to you Bostonians, but a whole lot of people from Boston moved up here.
I know, it screwed it all up for you.
Yeah, you go, wow, I love it up here. There's no taxes. There's no sales tax. There's no income tax. No capital gains tax, you know. And, hey, but where are all those government services that we had back in Massachusetts? Never mind that they didn't work very well, but, I mean, you know, every now and then you need one. And right. Up here you got to drive 35 miles to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah.
And no Uber. And, well, what's going on? And so the state has changed. The old rock rib Yankees are losing ground.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting thing to see the dynamics change. You know, I'm here in Virginia at this point, and I really had this vision of Virginia. And I get here and I realize it's exactly the same thing, but heading in the southern direction. We've got people who have left New York, come to Virginia and go, look at this. The taxes are low. This is this. This is this. And then all of a sudden, man, they just want to bring every bad idea we thought they were escaping.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Proving once again that the problem is us. It always is in a democracy.
Tell me a little bit about this election, PJ. You look, you've been an observer of not just the body politic, but the cells in the body politic for a long time. Can you go out on a limb here and predict what the first and perhaps only debate between President Trump and Joe Biden is going to be like?
One thing that I can tell you about it is that I won't, unless somebody's paying me an awful lot of money, I won't watch it. I've been listening to Joe Biden since, what, like 1988, and I've been listening to Trump for what's starting to feel like about the same length of time. And I'm not really interested in what either of these guys have to say. You know, I actually read Joe Biden's platform. It is 564 pages long. It is just full. We're all getting a flying pony. You know, it's full of flying ponies and candy-flavored rainbows and pixie dust. And that's going to be a real interesting when the flying ponies collide with the marzipan rainbows and the pixie dust gums up the works of government. It can't be done. It's nonsense.
Yeah.
Trump packs it's like, you know, it's 54 tiny little short sentences. And basically, it's the same thing he was running on 4 years ago. It's like a plea for a do-over, you know. And I'm watching these guys, and I'm thinking, you know, is Biden secretly sponsoring Trump's Twitter account, you know? And then I'm thinking, you know, is Trump secretly sponsoring the rioters and demonstrators we've got going? Because they're running a much better campaign for Trump than Trump is, as far as I can tell.
Well, it is going to be interesting. Now, you can't move any further north. Vermont is shot, and I don't know if you speak French. I don't think you're going to Quebec, are you?
Yeah, the border's closed. One of those things, yeah.
So you're stuck.
I've gotten as far away from the stuff that I used to cover as I probably practically can, but, you know, I guess... I don't know. You know, there may be some island in the Caribbean somewhere.
Well, the weather's going to be better. Listen, PJ, I was so happy to get the press release that you had a new book out, A Cry from the Far Middle. I want everybody to get it because it is, as I said, I mean, you make people think and you make people laugh. And whether that is your mission or not, I don't know. But you've accomplished it. So
well, thank you.
Yeah. How do people get a copy of the book?
Well, I would suggest they buy it.
Good.
There's the old Amazon, because I for one just don't think Jeff Bezos is quite rich enough, and so there's that. But I mean, there's your I don't know what the situation is in Richmond, but up here in New Hampshire, we have a wonderful independent bookstore called Toadstool, and that I always patronize. And I think your independent bookstore is would be my first and preferred choice for people. We need to keep those things open, especially in these times when we've actually got some time for reading.
There you go. And again, PJ, you would recommend people pay full price for the book and not slip
of course I would
not slip it into their coat. I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you made time for us, and I hope that if we reach out again, you'd be willing to do it one more time.
Absolutely, anytime. You just give me a call.
Thank you, sir. That is PJ O'Rourke, just a brilliant guy, a funny guy, and somebody, let's face it, he's right, we do have time for reading. A Cry from the Far Middle is his latest book. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.